Donny Bezit Hashem, Hilchas Basa Bechalav, Shir 21, Simon Tzadik Gimel. Until now, we discussed about mixtures of milk with actual meat and meat with actual milk. And now we're going to learn about cooking milk in a meat pot or vice versa. So the source of this din is the Gemara in Chulin, Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, and Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a braisa. The braisa says, Kedeira Shebishul Ba'basar Lo Yevashal Bechalav. A pot that was used to cook meat, you cannot cook in it milk. And if you did cook milk in a meat pot, if there's taste of meat in the milk, it's aser. So we see that not only can you not cook milk and meat together, you also may not cook milk in a meat pot, or vice versa. Now what happens if you do not use the pot in 24 hours? So the source of this then is the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Ayin Hei Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Over there the Gemara brings a machlokes. If nesen tam lefgam is mutar or aser, if something gives a bad taste, does it answer the food or not? And the Maisa, we come out that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, it's also brought in the Beis Yosef, in the beginning of the Simen. Well, the Mando Omer, Nois and Tam Lefgam mutter, according to the one that holds, that something that gives a bad taste is mutter, won't answer the food. Ge'ule Oivdei Kachovim, the Asu Rachmoneh, when the Torah says, in Parshas Matos, that you have to go and do Hagolah on the clean Midjan, Elozer and Aaron HaKoyin told Klal Yisrael, when they came back from Midjan, that you have to do Hagolah and Tefillah on the clean Midjan. So what's the case? After 24 hours, we know that the taste that comes out of the pot will not give a good taste into the food. It will give a bad taste. It's nice and tam lefgam. Heicha mishkachasla. So what's the case that you had to do Hagolah minat toira? Gemara says, Om Rav Chiya b'Rei de Rav Huna, lo'y osra toira elaka de rabas yoyma. Elav nice and tam lefgam hu. Rav Chiya, the son of Rav Huna, said that the toira only asered a pot that was used that day, since it gives a good taste, which according to most Rishonim means the last 24 hours. There are opinions that it means it has to be that day itself. It means once it was left overnight, even if it's less than 24 hours, it's not called Bes Yoma, but Lamaisa, the halacha is that Bes Yoma means it was the last 24 hours. So when is it asur min ha-Torah, and you want to use it, as if it was used in the last 24 hours. In order to use it, you have to do Hagolah. So the Gemara asks, Mekan ve'elech lishtri, after 24 hours, you should be allowed to use the pot, since the taste in the walls of the pot that come out to give a bad taste. On nice time of gam, the Gemara says, Gzeira kadeira she'ena bas yoma, mishom kadeira bas yoma. It's a gzeira not to use a pot that wasn't used in the last 24 hours, because I might come to use a pot within 24 hours of the iser, or milk within 24 hours of meat. So this is the source of the gzeira ena bas yoma ato bas yoma, that one may not use an iser pot, even after 24 hours, even though if I use it, it won't answer the food. But it's a gzera and l'chatchila not to use it. And the same thing, to use a pot that was used for meat, even though after 24 hours, it won't answer the milk. But it's a gzera in a bas yoma or to bas yoma. That's basically the makor of this sif. Now, the Torah brings three opinions in the Rishonim. Let's go through the opinions to understand each opinion. So let's start with the Torah. We'll start with the words Kosev Bala Eter and the Mechon on page Tzadik. The Torah says, Kosev Bala Eter, the Bala Eter writes, Im Bishul Cholov Bekderishul Basar, if you cook milk in a pot of meat, Vihi Bas Yoima, and the pot was used for meat in the last 24 hours, Vyesh Bashishim, and the 60 in the pot against the meat, Ikamanda Omer Mavashul Ba Mimin Shabishul Ba Achshav, there are those that say that I can use it now to cook the same min that I just used, meaning in this case milk, Kibin Shahatavshul Mutter, Tam Harishan Bottle Bekadera Name Muteres, since the milk is mortar, because it's 60 against the meat. So the first taste in the pot is bottle, the taste of meat, and therefore the pot is also mortar. That's one opinion. And there's another opinion. The Omar, given the Kaimalon Klicheris and Yoitzim de Doifioi Loilam, since by a Klicheris, an earthenware utensil, we say that the blios never come out of the walls, you cannot do Hagolah on a Klicheris. Tam Harishin and Yoitzim Loilam, the first taste, the taste of meat, will never come out of the pot. Therefore, you cannot cook now in the same meat you just cooked. You can't cook now milk in it, since there's still meat remaining in the walls of the pot. And you cannot cook in it milk, in a bottle, since the taste of milk is not bottle. You now have in the walls of the pot both meat blios and milk blios, and therefore you can't cook either one. Therefore, there's no way to use this kli. You have to break it. Once you break it, the preacher says that if I can put it back into a kiln and do libun on it, and then I can reform the kli and use it again. But otherwise, it's aser. The Torah continues, because of who? The Bala Eter writes, Sheyocha levashal bom ezer min sheyirza. You can use the pot for whichever one you want. Not like either of the first two opinions. So the Torah asks, "V'ani tamia." I have a question. Heich mutar levashel b'chalav? How can I cook milk in the pot? V'chi adiv mehagola? Da'afilu hagola lo imhani l'kli cheves. V'poilet tamid ma'at ma'at. Since hagola doesn't help for kli cheves, because it always a little bit will come out. So what does it help that I cooked now milk in the meat pot? How can I use it now again for milk? The second time as well, some of the meat plates will come out of the walls and go into the milk. That's the question of the Torah. Then the Beis Yosef asks on the Torah that he should have asked a better question. He asks that the Bala Itu says that I can use the pot for whatever I want. I mean, even though I just use it now for milk, I can use it right afterwards for meat. But that for sure should be Aser, since there's blios of milk in the pot. So he answers, in the name of the Mari ibn Chaviv, that the Bala Itu holds that we're speaking about a case where the milk was poured out before it stopped boiling. Therefore, the meat plates from the pot will come out and go into the milk, but the milk plates will not have a chance to get absorbed into the pot. This is similar to what we learned in the beginning of Siman Tzedek Beis. So now, since the meat plates came out and the milk plates did not get a chance to get absorbed, therefore you can use the kli for both milk and meat. So then the Beis Yosef says, even though usually there's not 60 in the kli against the volume of the walls of the pot, over here we could give three answers. How it's possible that there's 60. Either because the Bala Itu holds like the Ravid. The Ravid holds that any time you can do Hagala, we can estimate how much comes out. We don't need 60 against the pot. We can just estimate how much comes out. So the question is, though, that only helps by Kli Matechas, by a metal Kli, that you could do Hagala. So since the Isur could come out, we can estimate how much comes out of the Kli, and therefore you only need 60 against how much comes out. But a Kli Cheres, Hagala doesn't help. That could we estimate. So the Kuzak Kesef in the end of Sifkon Gimel answers that what the Beis Yosef means is that the Bala Itu holds the opinion of the Ravid even by a Kli Cheres. That's one teretz. How it's possible that it's 60, because only a little bit comes out. Or the case is that we knew how much meat was cooked in the pot, and if it was only a little bit of meat, we only need 60 against the meat. Or we're talking about a pot that's very wide and thin. In such a case, it's possible that there's 60 in the contents of the pot against the volume of the walls of the pot. That's the Beis Yosef. But what we're still left with is the question of the Torah on the Beis Yosef. And since we're talking about a Kli Cheres, all the blios should not come out, and therefore you should not be able to use it again for meat. So let's see the Taz, Sifkot and Aleph. The Taz says, Avalim Shah Meis Leis, Hator Kosov Vashem Bala Itur. The Torah writes in the name of the Bala Itur, Im Bishul Cholov Begdeiro Shel Basar. If you cook milk in a pot of meat, Bas Yoimo, that was used for meat in the last 24 hours, V'yesh B'Shishim, and there's 60 in the milk against the meat, you can cook on it afterwards whichever min you want, either meat or milk. And the Torah asks on the Bala Itu, like we saw. So that says we can answer the opinion of the Bala Itu correctly. The Nirush Ayakashuli, because the Bala Itu had a question. It says in Psochim and the Flamid, Gabi Kli Cheres, Chazina Lahu Dimidaisi. The Gemara is asking if the Kli Cheres absorbs. So the Gemara says that we see that liquid comes out of the outside. So we see, obviously, that it's absorbing. And the Torah says, by a Kli Cheres, that it never comes out of its walls. Since we see that it absorbs, and the Torah says, which we'll see soon in Pashas Tzav, that blios of a Kli Cheres don't come out, therefore it's also to use the Kli. Pirush Rashi, Rashi explains, Kiven the Polten Mashken Midoifnon Hachitzon, since liquid is coming out of the outside wall of the kli, vade boli, and obviously absorbs. It goes through from the inside to the outside. Vesule polti, and it will no longer come out, sha tore idal kli cheres, sha kivon, sha boloi, shuv ein polten. The Torah says, and kli cheres, that since it absorbs, it no longer comes out. Sha rebi kli eitz umatris, ksiv umayuk vishutav b'mayim. By a wooden and metal kalim, the Torah says, you could just do hagola. Ava kli cheres yishava, by a kli cheres you have to break. Why do you have to break it? Because you can't get the blios out. Therefore, you have to break it. So if, for example, what the Pasuk is talking about, that it absorbs from Kachim, since you can no longer get it out, you have to break it. So the Taz asks, for Kosho, Adurabo, Neima Midigoli Rachmona Gabi Kachim, Damrin and Yishaber, since over there the Pasuk is talking about Kachim, Karbonos, and over there it says you have to break it, Shmamino, the Chulin, Havi Kilmise. Since the Torah only says this din by Kachim, so therefore by Chulin should be even less. It should not have the stringencies of Kachim. Like the Maram says, which is brought by the Beis Yosef, the Indian Shain Kli Cheres Pilot Lesoich Kli. Over there in Siman Tzedek Beis, where we learned about a drop falling on the outside of a pot, so the Maram says that since the Torah has to say by Kachim that if you use part of a Kli, you have to do Hagol on the whole Kli, we see that by chulin it does not spread throughout the whole kli. We see that chulin is more lenient than chukachim. V'im kein hacha nami neima hacha. So we should say the same thing over here. Debe chulin kol mizeh, that chulin is more lenient, and therefore it's only by kachim that we say that the blios of the kli cheres do not come out. Uvetoisus shom hikshu kushe cheres. And this is so there asks another question. Dil magzeres akosafi v'in lomar b'mena. That maybe the din that blios of a kli cheres do not come out is a gzeres akosuf, and we can't learn from there. Since we see that by a copper kli agola helps, we see that this that the Torah answered a kli cheres is not without a reason. The exact translation of Tosfos we're not going to go into right now. This negates the sugya over there. So the Taz says the moyel taretz kushus atosfos. That helps to answer Tosfos' kasha delay having zero. That it's not exeris akasuv, since we see there's a difference between cheres and achoshes. Avol mekom makom kasha kushesenu. However, we were left with our original kasha, dilma chulin shainim yikachim. Kamoi b'had el. Maybe chulin is different than kachim, just like the case of spreading in a kli, that we see the kachim is different than chulin. So the Taz says, v'nire, the bala'itu ha'yisava le'mikoyach kushizu, that because of this question, the bala'itu holds, the becheres b'chulin enochanami, the minhatoira mutur b'hagola. That by a kli cheres, an earthenware utensil, by chulin, anything that's not kachim, the din is that min ha-toyra you could do ha-gola. Ela dafka b'kachim amra toyra eni yoytze midei doifiyoy. And it's only by kachim where the Torah says that the blios never come out. V'rabonon amru, the gam b'chulin amru yinon kein. But midu rabonon, we say that even by chulin, the blios don't come out. V'hashta nicha. So now we can understand the opinion of the Bala Iter. The Sfirulei, the Bala Iter Khan, that the Bala Iter over here holds, the kvar nifla tam ha-boser, the taste of meat came out, mikoyach ha-gola shebo al-yidei bishul cholov, through the ha-gola that came when I cooked milk in the pot. Since it was 60 in the milk against the meat, so now the meat, blios all came out, and didn't ask for anything, and therefore there's ha-gola on the pot. Even though we're talking about klichere, since it's chulin, there's ha-gola. However, midu abonon should be asur because we say that midu abonon, even by chulin, all the blios don't come out. And therefore, we would not be able to cook milk in the pot because the meat blios don't come out. Midu abonon. And it would also be asur to cook meat even after 24 hours of cooking the milk in the pot. Meaning of, we see over here that the Taz is not going like the Beis Yosef. According to the Beis Yosef, we saw from the Ribbe Chaviv that the milk never gets absorbed. The Taz is saying over here that the milk does get absorbed. And therefore it's going to come out if we say that by Kli Cheres we have a Gzera that not all the blios come out, so you will not be able to use the Kli not for meat and not for milk. Memela, im tochosh kan le'isidu abonon. Therefore if I'm going to worry about the isidu abonon, that the blios don't come out, yavi le'de pseida, you're going to come out to a loss. The EF shall establish by oid. They will not be able to use a pot for either meat or milk. Vanan chazinon begzewa, the tampogum, the lechoshu boy chachomim, el lechatchilo, avobodiyevit shori. We see by the gzewa of ena ben yoimoy that it's only lechatchilo, not bediyevit. This is that we say that we have a gzewa not to use an ena ben yoimoy kli atu ben yoimoy. That's only lechatchilo, but bediyevit, if I use an ena ben yoimoy kli, the food is mutter. Vakan havi kediyevit. Over here, it's also like b'diavad. Kivin she'ef shelish damish boy, since you'll never be able to use the kli. Al kain shavkua kana din toira, ve'en kan gzera gdura bonon klal. Therefore, we say that in such a case, since I'll never be able to use the kli, the bonon will not go through in such a case. So Taz says, ve'en lahakshus b'kli cheres shel iser nami ne'mahachi. If we're saying that any time we won't be able to use the kli, because the blios don't come out, so we should say by a kli cheres that absorbs iser, the same thing, since now I'll never be able to use the kli, because I can't kasha a kli cheres midu abonon, therefore I should be allowed to use it. V'nishab oisem eis leis, and let me leave it till after 24 hours, and I should be able to use it. L'kasha midi, not a question. D'lachatchila pshita she'en lahagiloi. Because l'chatchila, certainly I'm not allowed to go and be to a gola to a kli cheres. V'zeh ikur gzeru du abonon. That's the gzeru of du abonon, not to do hagola on a kli cheres. And even if I did hagala, nonetheless it doesn't help. Since this kli was once aser, Therefore, Hagola doesn't help. Masha Enkin can. The Neymar, the Al Yedei Hagola Zu, the Cholov, Yovoy Ha'iser, that what we're going to say is that when I'm cooking milk in a meat pot and it's sixed against the meat, so what happens is that this milk is what's causing the pot to become Aser. We have a Hagola over here of the meat. But Midrabanan is saying that through this tikkun of Hagola, Na'asa HaKilkol, will come out a kilkol that I'll be asked for the pot, ze loygozru abonon. On such a case, the abonon will not gozer. It's only in a case where the pot is asr that we say that Hagola doesn't help. But to say, in a case where I did Hagola, that this Hagola itself should be what asrs the pot, in such a case, the Taz says that according to the Bali Iter, the abonon will not gozer, and therefore, it's mutter to use the pot after 24 hours for both meat and milk. Hey, nearly nochen das bal ha'iter. This is what it seems to me correct in the opinion of the Bali Iter. For Gamba Simon Kuf Chofalef, maybe I told Divri Bali Iter and Simon Kuf Chofalef, the Torah brings the Bali Iter, the Mekel Beklicheres, Shaina Ben Yoimai, Kimen Shaina Elemidu Abonon. That is Mekel Beklicheres, Shaina Ben Yoimai, since it's only Midu Abonon. So in short, the Taz is explaining the Bali Iter that he holds that the din by Isurim other than Kachim, that Blios do not come out of a Klicheres, is only Du Abonon, and they were only Geyser in a case where the Isu was already Asur. But in the case where I have a gola, for example, in our case, we have 60 in the milk against the meat, so technically the milk can make a gola. So in such a case, even though there's a gzera du abonon that the blios do not come out of the walls, we do not say that this gola will make an iser, and therefore I can use the pot after 24 hours for both milk and meat. That's the opinion of the Bali Iter. The next opinion brought in the Torah is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz holds, and if you cook milk in a meat pot, even if the meat was not used in the last 24 hours, the pot is now also to use for both meat and milk. The milk will be mutter because the meat blios are in a binyomo, but now we have blios of meat in the pot, even though the nursing time of gam, and blios of milk in the pot, and therefore I cannot use the pot l'chatchila for either meat or milk. This is the basic opinion that we hold the halacha. The third opinion brought by the Torah is the opinion of the Rashba. The Rashba says that if I cook vegetables or anything parav in a pot of meat, afterwards I can cook milk in this pot. Because we say that the cooking of the vegetables did hagola on the pot, at least to the extent that the blios of milk are weakened, and therefore I can cook milk in the pot. But that's only we're talking about a meat pot to use for milk or vice versa. But if Issa was cooked in the pot, cooking water in the pot afterwards will not help. That's the Rashba. So the Beis Yosef brings the Makor of the Rashba. The Makor of the Rashba is the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Daf Ayin Vov Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about Kachim. Gemara asks, how can I use the Kalim of Kachim? We have a din by Kachim that after a day or 2 days, by Chatas after 1 day, and by Shlomo after 2 days, the Korban becomes noiser. The Korban is also to eat. So the Gemara asks that the utensils that were used to cook the Korbanos should be also to use after the allotted time of that carbon. So how can we continue to use the same kalim again and again? So the Gemara answers that every day is a hagola on the day before. If I have a shlomim that I'm allowed to eat for 2 days and a night, so let's say on the first day of a new kli, I'll cook shlomim, and the next day I'll cook a different shlomim, that's the first day of that shlomim, and this time when I cook the second shlomim, since the blios of the shlomim from the day before did not yet become noisar, so we say that the cooking of the second shlomim did hagola on the blios of the first shlomim. Then the Gemara asks, what about chatos? That becomes noisar after 1 day. So the Gemara says, every time we cook the chatos, on the same day we'll cook a shlomim afterwards, and therefore the blios will remain till the next day and won't become noisar, and the next day I'll cook a new shlomim. So what do we see? That since the blios did not become noisar yet, the blios are still mutter, cooking in it again is considered a hagola. So therefore, by basav b'cholav as well, if I cook something mutter in a meat pot, since the blios are mutter, the cooking can now do a hagola on the meat. So the Beis Yosef asks on the Torah, why does the Torah ask more on the Bali Iter than on the Rashba? The Torah brings the Rashba and doesn't ask anything on him. And we saw before that the Torah asks on the Bali Iter that since it's a klicheres, the blios don't come out, so it shouldn't help to cook milk in the meat pot. So over here as well, since he doesn't differentiate, it sounds like he's talking about all kalim, even a klicheres, and therefore, how does the cooking in the pot remove the blios of meat or milk? So first the answer is that we have to say that the Rashba is only talking about a kli shetef. A kli shetef is a kli that Hagola helps. It means a metal kli or a wooden kli. But not a kli cheres. By a kli cheres, since the blios don't come out, it would not help to cook in the pot, to use the pot for the opposite min. Then the Beisirsa brings the Rabbeinu Rucham. That from the Rabbeinu Rucham, it seems that the Rashba and Rabbeinu Peretz do not argue. And therefore, to cook milk in the pot, if the 60 will not help. So what's the difference between cooking milk in the pot or cooking parv in the pot? So he says two answers. Either because, since the milk is what asses the meat, we can't say that that is what causes the pot to be mutter. We can't say that the same thing that will cause isra, basa b'chalav, will now mutter the meat. That's the first answer. The second answer is that milk doesn't weaken food as well as water. Therefore, it won't weaken the blios of the meat. But the Beis Yosef concludes that Tosfos and the Rosh don't hold like the Rashba. Tosfos and the Rosh say that by the Gemara of Kol Yoyim Nasagiru L'chaveri, that by Kachem every day's cooking is Agola on the previous day, the reason that it's Mutter is because Min B'Minoy is Bartel B'Rov, since we're constantly cooking meat in the pot, so we have blios of meat into meat, so Min B'Minoy is Bartel B'Rov, Midai Raisa, and therefore by Kachem we give it the din of Dai Raisa, and therefore it's Mutter. We'll see more about Tosfos when we get to the Taz and Kurtz Kesef. So that's one reason not to hold like the Rashba, because there's no proof from the Agola of the next day. The reason that it's mutter to cook by kachem the next day is not because it's doing Agola, but because it's batal b'rov. And furthermore, the Beis Yosef says that we'll see in the next siman that the Torah says that what happens if I cook meat in a pot and then I cook water in a pot, we only count 24 hours from the meat and not from the time of the cooking of the water. We'll see more about this in the next siman. But in any case, we see from there that the Torah says that we count from the meat, and we don't say that the cooking the water in the meat pot causes Hagola, and therefore it's mutter to use it right away for milk. So therefore, the Beis Yosef concludes that Halacha is not like the Rashba. Let's see now a piece in the Taz that speaks about the Rashba. Let's see the Taz in Sifkot and Beis, starting Kosev Ator, in the Mechon on page Kuf Nun, about two-thirds of the way down. Using a regular Shulchan Aruch, it's towards the beginning. So the Taz says, Kosev HaTor B'Shem HaRashba, the Torah writes the name of the Rashba, Shem Bishul Yirokas B'Kderi Shul Basar, that if you cook vegetables in a pot of meat, Shem Mutul Abashul Achokach Gvino, that you could cook cheese in a pot afterwards, Shekvar Niklash Tama Basar, because the taste of the meat is weakened, and therefore it's mutter. This is similar to what we'll learn in Siman Tzedek Hei. We'll have a Kalal of Nat Banat, we saw also in Siman Pei Zayin, that if the taste of milk is weakened before it's mixed with milk, it's mutter. Erkan L'Shani, that's the Rashba. V'haynu b'kli shetef, and this is only by a kli that helps hagola. She'im b'liyasa meruba, that doesn't absorb a lot, av le'el b'kli cheres, bought by kli cheres, cholak ator al bala iter, the Torah argues on the bala iter, shukosav k'moy rashba. A kli cheres, he argues that hagola doesn't help. V'hikshu b'siyasav ala Torah, she'ebidasa rashba, and the b'siyasav asks on the Torah, that brings the rashba, the hob simen tzadik dalet. Hevi ator, de'im bishlu mayim toich meis le'eis, shel basar, the mashma the alkalponim like Nicholas Tamabasar. This is the kasha that we just said, that we see from Simon Tzedek Dalet that cooking a water in a meat pot doesn't change the status of Nesen Tamavgam. We still count Nesen Tamavgam 24 hours from the time of the meat. So we see that it doesn't weaken the taste of the meat, but we still have to wait 24 hours from the meat. Al Kain Kosu Mashal, to Lekaimelon Karashba, the third Mashal says that we don't pass like the Rashba. So the Taz says, Umakal Mokam Turech Liyashiv, that's a Torah, Shehevi, that's a Rashba, la Halacha. Nonetheless, we have to answer the opinion of the Torah, that over here he brings the opinion of the Rashba, and that's halacha. When Simon Tzedek Dalet, Muchach, to lo emin ha-niklash koyach bola ha-basar, machmas ha-maim shem mizbash lo-way. And in Simon Tzedek Dalet, we see that the water does not weaken the taste of the meat. O-kamashuk is after b'sif hei, sham. The Taz writes, in Simon Tzedek Dalet, sif hei. So the Taz says, v'nir li, dekan mayri shebishol ha-yirokos b'gderu mamish kashir shebishol b'basar. The case over here that we say that the cooking in the pot helps for Agola is only where I cooked in the pot at least as much as I cooked meat in the pot. If let's say I cooked meat in the pot, I filled up the pot halfway, so now when I cooked vegetables, I also made sure to fill up the pot at least half. Or if the pot was boiling when I cooked the meat, I made sure now to cook the vegetables enough that it was boiling. The raya, and the proof that the cooking of the vegetables has to be the same as the cooking of the meat, because this then is learned out from the kachim that every day is agol on the day before. And it stands to reason that every day they would cook the same way. And therefore it's like agol. However, by other places, Sheira Maisa Shabishal Mayim Veloinis Gavin Shiyihiya Mamish Bashir Shabishal Basar, where I cooked water in a pot and I did not have intention to cook the same amount as the meat. So in such a case, we do not say it's Hagola. V'zeh lo yodif k'Hagola. Such a case does not have the din of Hagola. K'ma shekosav beis Yosef, v'shem ha'goyis shevi doyva. The makshut lo melo yehei abishul b'mokam Hagola. Beis Yosef asks, why isn't cooking the place of Hagola? So the answer is that the second cooking was, you did not intentionally cook it, the same amount as the meat. So therefore, it's not considered Hagola. So in some Tzadik Dalet, where we say that it's not considered Hagola, it's talking about in such a case. But over here, in our case, where the Rashba says that cooking of the vegetables is a Hagola on the meat, and we're talking about a case where I made sure to cook the vegetables the same amount as the cooking of the meat. That's how the Taz explains the Rashba. The rest of the Taz we'll leave for later. On this, there's a long Nekudas HaKesef. We'll just speak it out in short. First, he brings the Mashal that the Halacha is not like the Rashba, but the Nekudas HaKesef says that the Halacha is like the Rashba. And he says that this that Beis Yosef says, that Tosafos and the Rosh don't hold like the Rashba, is not true. He says that Beis Yosef's question does not pertain to this din. The Tosafos is in Chulin, Kofi Aleph and Beis. This part is in the second half of Tosafos on Kofi Beis and Aleph. Over there, the Tosafos is talking about not but not, which we'll get to when we get to Simon Tzedek. Hey, Tosafos asks on the Kol Yom Nasagila Chabeiroi that let's say I cook a new Shlomim today in a pot that was used for Shlomim yesterday. It should come out that the Shlomim I cooked today, I should only be allowed to eat until tonight. But since the blios that went into the pot from yesterday's Shlomim go into today's Shlomim, so now today's Shlomim has blios of yesterday's Shlomim. So now when it comes nighttime, and yesterday's Shlomim becomes nicer, so today's Shlomim as well should become nicer. But Tosafos wants to prove that even not by not, through cooking, doesn't become usur. We'll learn more about this in Siman Tzedek Hei. But then Tosafos says it's not a proof. Over there we have another question. The question is that from over there we see that I could even cook a shlamim in a pot that was used for chatos. The question is that we have a rule by kachin that I am not allowed to cause kachin to be able to be eaten by less people than it was originally intended for. By chatos the din is that only males can eat it. By shlamim the din is that even females can eat it. So how can I cook a shlamim in a pot that was used for chatos? Why don't the blios of the korban chatos go into the shlamim and now causes the shlamim to have the din of chatas, and therefore only males should be allowed to eat it? So Tosafos answers that since it's a member minoy, and we derise it, but by kachim, we put it on the din of derise, and we don't give a gzeru d'rabbanan. So what do we see? That the question of Tosafos is not addressing the fact of how can I use the kli one day after the next. The question he's addressing is, how can I cook a kli from one carbon for the other? So there we say, therefore he says, member minoy is batal b'derise. And even according to Tosafos, we still have the question of how can we cook one day after the next. Because if we don't say that each day is Hagola on the day before, then if I cook a shlamim today, 2 days later, how can I use a kli? And we can't say that the reason I can use a kli is because it's only mimba minay, and therefore it's batal. Even though it's nicer, it's batal midar vaisa. Because if that's the case, what does the Gemara have to say at all? Kol yom nasagila chaveiroi. That one day does Hagola for the next. If even once it's asr, we say, min b'mina is batal midar vaisa, so why does the Gemara have to say that every day is Hagola on the previous day? Let's just say every day it's mutter because min b'mina is batal midar vaisa. So we see that once it becomes asr, we don't say min b'mina is batal midar vaisa. And therefore we still have a proof that Hagola helps on the day before. So even according to Tosafos and the Rosh, we have a proof that Hagola helps on the day before. So therefore the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef paskins like the Rashba. So now let's see the Machaber. Mechaber says, "Kedeiro shebishul bo basar leyevashel bo cholav." A pot that was used to cook meat may not be used to cook milk. V'mbishul bo b'soich ma'es le'es osur b'neis entam. But if you did cook milk in a meat pot within 24 hours of cooking the meat, or vice versa, meat in within 24 hours of cooking milk, it's osur if the blios of meat in the walls of that pot give taste into the milk, or vice versa. Mos says, you have to estimate against the whole pot. So let's see now the Shach in Sifkat and Aleph that explains what's the difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah. So the Shach says, Asur b'neis entam. The Mechaber says, it's Asur if it gives taste. You give it to a non-Jew to taste. Like we said in the beginning of Siman Tzedek Beis, and also in Siman Tzedek Ches. And this is also written in Beis Yosef. This is the din of Having the non-Jew taste the food, if there's a taste of meat in the milk, everything's awesome. We'll learn in Siman Tzedek Ches exactly when we rely on a non-Jew, if he has to be Mesech Lefitumo, meaning he does not say the information directly, or does he have to be a professional cook. We'll learn about that in Siman Tzedek Ches. But that's how the Machaber paskins, that you can rely on a non-Jew to taste food to see if there's taste of Isser, or to see if there's taste of milk and meat. So therefore over here he says that it's Isser of this taste. V'harav ozer l'taimei. The Ramah goes according to what he holds. Shekos of Sham, that he says in Siman Tzedek Beis and Siman Tzedek Ches, that we do not rely on a Gentile to taste. Therefore he writes that we have to estimate against the whole pot. Since we don't know how much comes out, we have to suspect that the pot is full of blios. Therefore we need 60 of the contents of the pot against the volume of the walls of the pot. So the Shach says, V'afogav de mashmam bekama duchti de'ein ma shebesoich hakli shishim neged kol hakli. Even though it seems from many places that the contents of the kli is not 60 against the volume of the walls of the kli, yeshlemer de'ein hachanami koma. We can say that that's true. Now that's what he means. Shetzorach l'shayu neged kol hakdera, that you have to estimate against the whole pot, ulefichach hatav shel osur, and therefore everything will be osur since there's never 60. That's one way to learn, inami, or else we can say, Meshkachas lefa'amim shiyehei roichav ha'kadera gadol, kol kach sheyachzik mayim shiyehei shishim negdoi. It's possible to have such a wide pot that the water in the pot will be 60 against the volume of the walls of the pot. G'gon shenachush tadak roichav gadol. For example, that it's a thin copper and a wide pot. However, most pots, and that's how it is the same today, do not hold 60 against the volume of the walls. That's how the Beis Yosef writes it, that there is such a possibility that if the pot is wide and thin, it's possible that there is 60. So the Shach says, "Umakomokim hod the tzorach l'shayu neged kol akdeiro, haynu begdeiro yishona." This that we have to estimate against the whole pot is only by an old pot, a pot that was used previously, which we'll see soon means in the last 24 hours. Telo yadinon kamabola, because we don't know how much it absorbs. If you use the whole pot within the last 24 hours, you don't know how much goes into the walls, therefore we need 60 against the volume of the walls. Aval, however, yadin and kamabola, if we do know how much it absorbed, in tzorach l'shayu elo keneged habalua boy. We only have to estimate against how much it absorbs. So we say here that we know how much it absorbs. It's not that we know how much it absorbs, but we know the maximum that it could have absorbed. For example, if I cook 5 ounces of milk in the pot, now all that gets absorbed in the pot at most is 5 ounces. So all I need now is 60 against 5 ounces. So if I have 300 ounces, which is a little more than 9 quarts, if I cook now in the pot 10 quarts, which is more than 60 times 5 ounces, so then everything's mutter. Ukadil el, Siman Tzedek Beis, Sifhei, like we learned before in Siman Tzedek Daled, Sifhei, Uba Agor, and Ramo, Uba Siman Tzedek Daled, Sifov, Vakama Duchti in many places. So the Shach says, Vachena filo hi yeshena, even if the pot was used before, V'lo yadinan kama bala, we don't know how much it absorbs, El diyadua kama bishlu ba toich me'es le'es, but we know how much it was cooked within the last 24 hours, mi bishul cholav zeh, within 24 hours previous to cooking the milk, or you have to estimate it against the amount that was cooked. Demasha bishlu ba koi de'es le'es, neisen tam lefgam, because anything that's cooked before the previous 24 hours of cooking the milk now, is neisen tam lefgam, gives a bad taste, and therefore it does not aser. Even if, let's say, Sunday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I cook 5 ounces of meat in the pot. And on Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning, I cook another 5 ounces of meat in the pot. And then on Monday evening at 7 o'clock, I cook milk in the pot. So it's 24 hours after the first meat, but not 24 hours after the second meat. Ain't sorach shishim ela neged habasar shenim. He only needs 60 against the meat that was cooked in the morning. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that we don't say that the meat that was cooked in the morning, which was within 24 hours of the meat cooked the previous evening, refreshens the blios of the meat from the previous evening, and therefore we'll need 60 against both the meat from the night before and the meat in the morning. Shach says we don't say this. The reason is because any blios that remain in the pot and don't come out in the second cooking are nesen tam lefgam. So what are we going to say that the blios come out and go back into the walls? These blios are now a knot by knot. Blios go into the walls, one knot, and then out into the pot and back into the pot. So you have at least one more knot, one more taste transfer. and therefore these blios will not answer the milk. The only blios that will answer the milk are the blios that went in from the cooking of the morning. Therefore, all we need is 60 against those blios. That's the shach. Achaba continues, Avum shome is le'is, kodim shibishalbo, havile noisen tam avgam, umutav hatavshal. However, if you waited 24 hours from the time you cooked the meat until the time you cooked the milk, the blios of meat after 24 hours will no longer give a good taste, and therefore they will not answer the milk, and therefore the milk is mutter. Avol hakadeva osu levashalbo lebasar v'lecholav. However, the pot cannot be used to cook not meat and not milk, because now we have in the pot blios of milk and blios of meat, and even though the blios of meat are ene benyomo, or if I wait 24 hours, the blios of milk as well will be ene benyomo, still, lechatchila, you cannot cook meat in a pot that has ene benyomo blios of milk, or vice versa, and therefore, since we have both meat and milk blios in the pot, we cannot cook either meat or milk. But Amo says, avol shadvar mutter. However, other things are mutter to cook in the pot. Shach points out in Sif Katan Gimel that that's only Me'ikra Hadin. However, the Ramah says in Siman Tzedek Dalet Sif Hei that if you put a milk spoon into a meat pot, even if it was Eina Ben Yoimai, you cannot use it anymore, not only for meat and milk, but you cannot use it for other things as well. That's the meaning that the Ramah brings over there. So over here, the Shach says the Ramah is only talking about Me'ikra Hadin, but over here as well, the minig will be that you cannot use the pot for other things as well. So now, the Rama will write a dinim of covers. The Rama says, V'din kisei kadeira, the din of a cover of a pot, k'din kadeira atzmei, has the same din as the pot itself. That if the cover is ben yomo, you'll need 60 in the pot against the cover. V'yesh machmirim b'kisei loyma, there are those that are strict by covers to say, the af al pi she'ena ben yoyme, that even if the cover was not used in the last 24 hours, dinoi ke'ilu hayu ben yoyme, it has the same din as if it was used in the last 24 hours. And this is the minig in some places. And this is how I myself conduct myself according to this minig. But Rama says, v'hu chumah b'lo tam, it's a stringency without a reason. However, in a place where there's another side to be lenient, I shul tzur Shabbos, I have said, or you need it for Shabbos, or there's a loss. Yesh lahater im ein hakisi ben yomi. You can permit it if the pot cover was ein ben yomo. K'may b'gdei atzma, just like by a pot, if you cook milk in an ein ben yomo meat pot, the food is mutter. So too by a cover, if there's a loss or there's a need, you can permit the food even if there's not 60 against the cover if it wasn't used in the last 24 hours. So although the Ramah says that there's no reason for this chumra, the Shach and the Taz bring the Mashal who tells us the reason. So let's just see the first part of the Taz, Sif Katan Beis. The Taz says, V'hu chumra b'loi tam. It's a stringency without a reason. Mashal perikul abosur simen mem vav kosav. The Mashal writes, She'ikur ha-chumra, that this stringency, dafka bo'isin kisuyim shehim kitzorim lamala, is only by a cover which is narrow on the top. V'yesh b'ham chalal, it has a space where it gets narrow on top. And it's impossible to clean the indentation on the top. Because any time of isur be'ein, we don't say nesen tam afgam. The only time we say nesen tam afgam is aser, that's only by blios in a kli. But when we have mamashos, it doesn't become afgam after 24 hours. So therefore, since by the pot cover, there is some mamashos stuck in the top of the pot, therefore, even if it's ein ben yomo, will answer the food in the pot. So if I put a plaster cover onto a milk pot, the mamoshes in the cover will answer the food in the pot. Mashal says, avol b'kisoy rochov, but on a wide cover, meaning a flat cover, sheyochel hayad lishlecham lekaneach yofa, where you can reach all the spots in the cover to clean it out. Mutter kol shehu be'ein ben yomo. It's mutter if you cleaned it out well, and it's ein ben yomo. Now it's mutter because all there are blios in the walls of the cover, and therefore won't answer the pot. Adkan, that's a mashal. But the Taz says, V'niren la'anias daiti, it seems to my humble opinion, linhug b'zeh, to conduct yourself in this case, sheyesh l'shayer, im yesh b'tav shel shishim neged mokom ha'kotzer shebekisoy, if the 60 in the pot against the space where it gets narrow, oz ein shum chshash iser b'kisoy tvei megdera, if the 60 against that amount, the cover will not be any worse than a pot. Because all that's aser is this amount that's be'ein, if I have 60 against the be'ein, so everything is mutter. Then he brings a Bach, but he disagrees with the Bach. We'll leave that part. So now, the Shach also brings this Mashal. The Shach says differently than the Taz. Shach says that even though there's only a small amount in the narrow part of the cover, nonetheless, the steam from the food in the pot will go up into the cover until there's a little bit less than 60 of steam in the cover of the pot, and then the steam will become nevela from the mamashos in the cover, and then the whole cover will become a nevela, and then I'll need 60 against the whole cover. That's what the Shach says. However, Kivigir says that this is very hard to understand for two reasons. First of all, we learned in Siman Tzedek Beis Sif Hei that if a pot is covered, and for example, a drop of milk falls on a pot of meat, even the part that's not opposite the rotav, opposite to food, still has a din that is opposite to food, because the zeh and the pot is all connected, and everything's all connected, and therefore it's as if it falls neged the rotav, and all I need is 60 against a drop, not 60 times 60. So over here too, if it's covered, everything's connected. So how does the food and the cover also only part of the zeh? It should all be connected, and if I have 60 in the whole pot against the small amount, it should be mutter. That's the first question. And the second question is that we're talking now about a pot cover that the cover was not used in the last 24 hours. So therefore, the blios in the cover are no sin tam levgam and will not become usser. So how can we say that the zeya in the cover will now usser the cover, and therefore I need 60 against the whole cover? Once the blios in the cover are no sin tam levgam, we look at it as if there's no blios there at all, and the blios cannot become usser. So how does the cover become usser? And you can't say that the cover itself becomes a chanan. For example, Black Cheres is such an opinion, like we'll learn in Siman Tzedek Ches, Sif Hei, because the Shach himself does not hold of this opinion. The Shach in Siman Tzedek Ches, Sif Chaf Aleph, says that the walls of a pot, even a Kli Cheres, will never become an avela. It's only blios, liquids of food, that are absorbed in the pot that could become an avela. But the pot itself, the walls of a pot itself, will never become an avela. So over here, there's no reason why the cover should become an avela. So the Maaseh, he leaves it as a question on the Shach. That's all the Chumrah of Ein Ben Yomo. But now we'll speak about switching covers of pots cooking on the stove. So the Rama says, V'mlok kol kisui, v'yseach, mikadeu shel basar, if you took a hot cover off of a pot of meat, v'nosnoi oisoi al kadeu shel cholov, and you put it on a pot cooking milk, im shneim chamim, shneim asurim, if both the cover and the pot are hot, they're both asur, if there was food in both pots. So if there was food in both pots, so if you took it off a fleshuk pot, so now blios of meat got absorbed in the cover, and now when I put it on the milchuk pot, the zeh of the milk will go up into the cover and aser the cover, and therefore the cover will be aser, and also the pot that you put the cover on will also be aser, and therefore will aser everything in the pot. So the Rama continues, if the cover was cold, and the pot was hot, they're both aser, both the pot and the cover are aser. As soon as the steam from the pot hits the cover, then the cover will be aser, even though it's cold, because we say the bottom is stronger, the bottom which is hot is stronger, and will take out the blios from the cover, even if it's cold. And therefore everything will be aser. But if the cover is hot and the pot is cold, hakol shavi, everything's mutter. V'kamaychal tzarech klipa, but the food needs a klipa, im efshe l'kofa, if it's possible to take off a klipa. V'mlav hakol shavi, but if you cannot take off a klipa, everything's mutter. So why is this so? The food needs a klipa because we say there's some condensation in the cover that will drop down into the food. But since the food is cold, it's only also a klipa, because of tato gofa, like we learned in Siman Tzedek Aleph. And just like we learned in Siman Tzedek Aleph, if you could take off a klipa, you have to take off a klipa. But if you cannot take off a klipa, if it's a liquid, everything's mutter. That's the Rama. However, the Shach and Sifkot and Vav argues on the Rama. Let's see inside. The Shach says in Sifkot and Vav, if the cover is hot and the pot is cold, everything's mutter. Shach says, "Vafilo kadeva atzma shavi lechatchila." Even the pot itself is mutter lechatchila, kishemach kancha oimadicha lamala. If I wipe off or wash the top of the pot, in the place where the cover touched. The Shach says, even though the moisture from the cover that touched the pot was hot, and therefore should get absorbed into the pot, nonetheless it's mutter, because what comes off of the cover has a din of a klisheni. And it's not compared to iwui, something was poured from a kli rishon onto a cliche, and in such a case it's onto a klipa. Over here we don't compare it to iroi, the tipa achas. Koyach chamemusa poisek, but since it only drops on the cover, it loses its heat. It does not have a din of a klivishon. Adkan loshin dekim Moshe b'shem Isser v'Torach. That's the dekim Moshe in the name of Isser v'Torach. The Shach says v'da the kosev oid b'dekim Moshe that the dekim Moshe brings. That goyis shavidoy v'polagal Isser v'Torach. That the goyis shavidoy argues on Isser v'Torach. V'sovalei and the goyis shavidoy holds the b'kisu v'seach al kadei v'tzenenes that if you put a hot cover on a cold pot, hakitzi v'hakadei v'asurim. Both the cover and the pot are asur. Kiven do seichu, since the cover is hot, it's impossible to say that the milk pot does not absorb some of the meat. Similar to a hot drop, that falls on a pot, that it gets absorbed. Even though it's cold. That's the Goyis Shavidoy. So we see that the Goyis Shavidoy holds that even if the pot is cold and the cover is hot, it's still asur because it's a drop, so asur it. So the Dekim Moshe says, so Beis Yosef Hivya, the Beis Yosef brings a Goyis Shavidoy, below Hisagale, and does not argue. But the Dekim Moshe says, V'nu and Divrei Isser v'Torach, seems to me the opinion of the Isser v'Torach, Darei Kosev Tam Hogain, because he says a good reason. Delei Domi Tibur Beisechas, V'nafal Ala Kli, L'shar Iroi. Because a drop falling on a pot is not the same as other Iroi. Where a drop falls on food, it's also a klipa. But what falls on a pot, in such a case, the Dekim Moshe holds that it's a mutter. And in Simukuf Hei, it says that the Maram holds like the Isser v'Torach. We'll see the explanation of this shortly. That's the quote of the Dekim Moshe. So we see that what? Even though it's a machlikas Isser v'Torach Ha'oroch and Hagoyis Shavidoyah, nonetheless, the Dekim Moshe paskens like the Isser v'Torach Ha'oroch, that since the drop cools somewhat, therefore, when it hits the pot, it will not get absorbed into the pot. So the Shach says, V'tzorch iyun, v'masha matur gam hakdeiro. Shach disagrees, he says, he doesn't understand why he permits the pot. U'medivim maharam shehevi b'dekim Moshe simukufei, and this proof that the Dekim Moshe brings from the maharam, shekosav deloy aminun iroi kikli rishon, elaka shenafa b'kiluach, that he says, he only say iroi kikli rishon, that what is poured from a kli rishon has a din of a kli rishon, is only where it is a direct pour. Hava b'tipa shenafla alakata, but a drop that falls on a handle of a knife, sage begrevi, you just have to scrape it off, and if it's on the blade, b'ne'itza, you put it into the ground, into hard ground, to scrape it off. That's the Maram. So the Dekim Moshe wants to bring a proof from here, that it doesn't get absorbed if it's just a drop, because all you have to do is scrape it off. The Shach says, no, it's not a raya, ain't raya klal. The greva b'ne'itza havi k'klipa, because the Shach says that scraping off, and ne'itza is the same thing as a klipa. And this is a big chiddush in the Shach, and the Shach other places does not seem to hold like that, but we'll leave it as a question. V'chein kosev b'isav ha'to'aruch, gufei klal nun ches, din ches, this is also how the Isav ha'to'aruch says, adivim ha'ram elu, dehecha sha'asak and tzorch ne'itza, ha'maychal tzorch klipa, that with a knife needs ne'itza, food needs a klipa. So it seems that ne'itza and klipa are the same thing. However, this is not really a question on the Dekim Moshe, because you can say there's a difference between food and a pot. By food, you need klipa, it gets absorbed, but it falls on a pot. Since the pot is hard, it won't get absorbed into the pot. But in any case, the Shach is learning that Ne'itza and Klipa are the same thing. So over here too as well, the drops from the cover will get absorbed the Klipa into the pot. Shach says, void, the hocha odif mitipu isechas shenofal kli. And over here it's worse than just a drop falling on a kli. Da kisi gufa im halachluches cham nagabakdera. Because the cover, together with the hot moisture touching the pot, it's not flying in the ear. And therefore it's worse. V'oid the besimin kufhei sif cotton hay hevesi b'harbe poiskim the sabalei the kli cheres by leafi look the kli sheni. And simin kufhei will see that the Shach brings through a poiskim that hold that a kli sheni that's a kli cheres gets absorbed. V'kol shekhen iush and nifsa kakiluach shemavliya. So certainly, if you pour from a kli rishon, even if it's not a direct flow, it'll get absorbed. Ein shom. So the Shach is coming out that the lachlukas will get absorbed into the pot and will asa the pot a klipa. The Shach concludes, Mi'u kol zeh, because sheyesh lachluchas b'kisa, this is all where there is moisture and the cover, avul yevesha, but if the pot is dry, pshita de lukuli alma hakol shori. It's pashut that everything is mutter. Kendas mashal, perakol abasas, simim mfav. Mi'u menestam aminan, sheyesh ba lachluchas, however, if we don't know if there's moisture, we have to say that there's moisture. Ken kasev Dekim Moshe, v'chen mashem edvar v'gokan. That's what Dekim Moshe says, and this is how it seems from the Ramah by us. That's the Shach. So the Shach basically is arguing with the Ramah. The Ramah says that if the pot is cold and the cover is hot, then everything is mutter. But the Shach says that it gets absorbed a klipa, Can't remove a clip, but you have to do Hagala. So the Ramah concludes, by the base of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Vim loy hoy ha-maychal b'kadeiro, ha-kol shari. However, if there was no food in the pot, everything's mutter, the havik is shtek deiris, shenagas zubazu, which is like two pots touching each other. So now, in the Achreinim, there's a machlokes how to learn these words of the Ramah. Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns that he's going on the case where there's lachluchas in the cover. He says, you can't say we're talking about where the pot is hot, because then it should answer it. Therefore, we have to say that the pot is cold and the cover is hot. So if that's the case, what's the chiddush of the Ramah? Even if there is food in the pot, it's mutter. So certainly if there's no food in the pot. Rabbi Akiva Eiger leaves it as a question. But the other achronim, the chavistas, and the behetiv learn that the Ramah is talking about where the cover is dry. The chiddush of the Ramah is, like we've learned previously in some Tzedek Beis, that just like two pots that touch each other, if there's no moisture, the bleels don't go from one to the other. So by cover as well, if I put a hot, dry cover onto a hot, empty pot, and there's no moisture between the cover and the pot, the bleels of the cover will not go into the pot. Even if one is milchik and one is fleshik, everything is mutter. That's the Ramah. One more thing we have to discuss on this simon is the end of the Taz Sifkaton Beis. We'll see the first part of this piece, and then the second part we'll speak out outside. We're starting in the Taz, which says Kosev Beis Yosef, in the Machon and page Kufnun Beis, in the middle of the narrow lines. The Taz says, Kosev Beis Yosef B'Shem HaGoyiz Shevet Torah. The Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Shevet Torah, B'Zel HaShoyne. These are his words. Hitu Rihalovon Boser Shenizbashel B'Gdeira Shel Cholov. The Rihalovon permitted meat that was cooked in a pot that was used for milk. V'Hayu Bach Cholov Kol HaLayla Koidim. And there was milk in the pot the whole previous night. We'll see later that we're talking about that the milk was not in the pot for 24 hours. The milk was in the pot for less than 24 hours. So therefore, the meat is mutter, as we'll explain soon. V'omer, kiven de balua pam achas v'shtayim v'sholosh mikoidim, since the pot absorbed previously 2-3 times, l'chein loy bola balayla, klal. Since the milk was cold when it was left in the pot during the night, the milk won't get absorbed in the pot. V'cholav shebola mikoidim, l'chein loy nesar, the milk that was absorbed previously will not aser, the noisen tamlev gamu. Because the milk that was absorbed previously is nice and tam of gum, since it got absorbed more than 24 hours before the cooking. Ad kan l'shoni. That's the Rihalovon. The Rihalovon is saying that if I used the pot a few times before the last 24 hours, so now the pot already absorbs milk, so now if I put some more milk in the pot in the last 24 hours, so this milk will not get absorbed. So the Taz explains further. Bira Dvorov, the explanation is, Dilgabiyayin Nesach Amrinon, Perek in Me'amidim, Daf Lamed Gimel, in Avodah Zorah, Daf Lamed Gimel, it says, but regarding Nei Nesach, or B'Torah Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, the Kelim Shel Cheres Shein Rachin Boilim, that a Kli Cheres, which is soft, in relation to other Kelim, absorbs Afilu B'Tzoinin, even if it's used for cold. Achi Yusevayim Lev Loya B'Hetu Tchila. It will absorb the Yei Nesach unless it's full of Blios from Hetu from beforehand. Kogoyin Shehoye B'Hem Sholosh Pa'am Amayim Tchila. If, for example, you used it at least 3 times of water beforehand, before the Yayin Nesech, so now the pot already absorbed water, afterwards, even though it's a Kli Cheres, since it's full of Blios, it will no longer absorb through cold. So we see a Chiddush from this Gemara, that by a Kli Cheres, even though it's cold, it will absorb the first few times. And according to this, the real Lavan says, L'inyin Basav Cholav Kain, that regarding basa b'cholav, shem haya cholav b'kli cheres, that if the milk was in a kli cheres, afilu chadoshim, boileya, if there was cold milk in a new kli cheres, it absorbs. I'm not sure what the word afilu over here is, because we're talking only about a new kli cheres, not even a new kli cheres. But in any case, he says that if a new kli cheres absorbs, ela im kein bola kvar heter, unless it was previously boleya heter, v'oz saveya malavloya, v'oz saveya malavloya b'tzainain, and now it's full of blios, which was absorbed before. Al kain hitu hakdeiro shohiya b'chol b'layla. Therefore, he permits the pot that had milk in it throughout the night. Deloy bola b'layla achas b'tzoinen, because it will not absorb in one night if it's cold, since it was less than 24 hours, and the pot was previously used a few times before 24 hours, so the pot is full of blios, so it won't absorb in less than 24 hours. However, if there was milk for 24 hours in the kli, vade havi amrin and shabola shaper hacholov, we say certainly that the milk gets absorbed. and I will ask it afterwards. Meat cooked in the pot. Kivin shekavish kivin mavushal. Since kavish is like cooking, so if I leave milk in the pot for 24 hours, so the milk will get absorbed, even though there's already bleus beforehand. And therefore, if you cook in this pot meat, it will ask for the pot. O bishul pshita shema blia afilu b'kli yoshin. And certainly, if I cook in a pot milk, even if it was used before for milk, it will certainly get absorbed in the pot. And then afterwards, if I cook meat, it will ask for it. V'chenu v'isi l'vashal b'shari dora simen pehe. This is what I saw in the Vashal, on the Shari dora in simen pehe. So what the Taz is telling us is that a new kli cheres absorbs a few times, but once it absorbs a few times, it now has a din of any other kli, that it doesn't absorb the cold, unless it was sitting in the pot for 24 hours. In such a case, it's kavush, it's pickling, and pickling has the same din as cooking. So now, the milk that's sitting in the pot for 24 hours will get absorbed in the pot, and then if I cook in the pot, in the next 24 hours, after I take out the milk, it will answer the meat. So the rest of the Taz, he brings Levush and the Bach, that they say that even if the milk was sitting in the pot for 24 hours, it will not answer meat cooked in it afterwards. And they bring a proof from the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Mem Amud Beis. Over there, the Gemara is talking about if someone borrowed barrels of oil from his friend, so if it's a new barrel, and then he went and he added some of his own oil into the barrel, and now when he returns it, how much does he have to return? So when he returns the oil with the barrel, he can return 3% less than he took. Why? Because the barrel absorbs. If we would just let it sit in the barrel the way it was, or some oil will get absorbed in the barrel, so there will be 3% less, so he can return 3% less. But the Gemara says that's only if the barrels were new, because the barrel absorbs. But if the barrel is old, it was already used before a few times for oil, so the oil will not get absorbed in the barrel, and therefore he has to return whatever he took. That's the Gemara. So the Bach and the Drisha learn out from here that we see that the oil doesn't get absorbed. And even if it's there for 24 hours, it shouldn't get absorbed. Because over there the Gemara is talking about we had the oil in the barrel for a few days. However, the Taz says that it's not true. He says over there, there's no proof that more than 24 hours, it doesn't get absorbed in the barrel. Over there, we're talking about where he borrowed oil from his friend. So since the barrel was already used a few times, you can say that it's the same amount of oil that there was originally. However, there's no proof that nothing gets absorbed into the barrel after 24 hours. What we're going to say is that after 24 hours, since we say kavish kumavushal, what happens? Some of the oil that's absorbed in the barrel will come out, and new oil will get absorbed. But the amount will stay the same, since it already absorbs. Just like by cooking, we say the bleus will come out of the kli and go back into the kli, even if it's full, so too by kavish kumavushal, bleus will come out and go back in. So as far as returning as much oil as he borrowed, he has to return the same amount, because whatever was in the barrel will stay the same. Because in order to get absorbed, something has to come out. But regarding Yosef Hatter, since the bleos come out, and new bleos go in, since it's no longer in a benyomo. And therefore, in our case, if I had milk in a pot for 24 hours, even though the pot was used for milk a few times beforehand, kavush kumavushal will cause milk to come out, and new milk will go into the barrel, and now these new bleos are ben yomo, and therefore if you use the pot to cook meat afterwards, within 24 hours of taking out the milk, it will aser the meat. That is basically the summary of the rest of the task.